spelled maybe T vowel N, as in Hinton. Its name is the glottal stop. This symbol is a question mark without the dot. In most North American speech, the glottal stop is used in at least three ways. First, it's used by many speakers to replace T's release before N, so bitten becomes bitten. Note the tiny unreleased diacritic after the T, so that would be bit, where the T is made but not released, while Hinton becomes Hinton. Secondly, it is used to initiate or stress words that begin with a vowel, for example, Eric Armstrong. Finally, the glottal stop is frequently used to reinforce an unreleased final stop, which is co-articulated with the glottal at the end of an utterance. So both the initial consonant that we have in the spelling is written as well as a glottal. For example, stop, stab, bat, bad, back, and bag. A lot of times we could release those stop, but these ones we don't stop. Its linguistic term is the voiceless glottal stop.